Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. Whoa, yeah. Here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. My name is Luke and this is my thing. Today it's just going to be a quick 5-minute Friday, as I'm calling it. I just wanted to quickly talk about the 5 tricks I used to write my first novel. If you were to tell me at the start of this year that at some point in the year I was going to write an 80,000 word novel, I would have shriveled up and imploded. But somehow, I don't know, I think I managed to, I don't even know how this sort of came about, but I think maybe subconsciously I knew I really wanted to do it, and then I sort of created the environment where I couldn't not do it. So I thought I'd just quickly talk about the environment I created that forced my hand, basically. Overall, it came just between about 25,000 and 80,000 words, and we did it in about 7 weeks. We did it. You didn't do anything. It was actually all me. So this is the book I wrote. Was called The Hipster from Outer Space. Crazy sci-fi, violent craziness. It will be out Christmas time if you want to read the end result. It's going through the editing process at the minute. But okay, so trick number one, write it in parts. So I started out writing this novel, and I thought, okay, in 7 days I'm going to write part one, the first 15,000 words, and it's going to be like the episode one of a series. It's going to be like the pilot episode. It's going to lay the foundations. And to write those 15,000 words, I kept getting up at 5 a.m. every morning. I was doing 2,000 words before going to the day job. And by the end of the week, I'd done it, and I finished 15,000 words, and I thought, okay, maybe I'll stop now and leave it for a couple of months, and then I might write part two, the next 15,000 words. But I was already in, the momentum was going, I was already sort of on the move, I was always already getting up at 5 a.m. The cat was sort of, he was used to getting up at that time, he was ready for his breakfast, I was hungry, I needed my coffee, so I thought, well, okay, well, I'm getting up now, I may as well start part two now. So then I wrote the next 15,000 words the week after, and then the week after that, part 3, 4, 5, 6, and I just the train was moving, you know, it was already moving, I just had to get on and stay on and not get kicked off. It's easy. So write it in parts. Just tell yourself, if you're going to start out on a big project like this, just tell yourself, I'm just going to do 1 week, I'm just going to divide it up and do 1 week's worth in that week, and that's going to be part one of this mission. And part two, it may never happen. Don't worry about it. Just do part one, and you'll be fine. You'll get there. Cool. Tip number two, grow a beard. Not everyone can do this. Some of us are girls, and that's fine. But you have to find out. Maybe you don't shave your legs or something. I don't know. But when I started, I had a tiny bit of stubble, and I said, okay, I'm not going to shave until I've done part one. And then it soon became, I'm not going to shave until I've finished the entire thing. And in all honesty, by the end, I definitely had a sort of hobo vibe sort of going off there. At work, I could see, you know, you're talking to people, and as you're talking to them, you can see their eyes drift to a part of your face. And I found them more often than not staring at my chin. You know, my eyes are up here, sir, if you know what I mean. Like, What they, I sort of now appreciate a woman's predicament when, you know, the whole wandering eyes thing. But by the end of this, by the end of the sixth, seventh week, I was like, I cannot wait to get rid of this beard. And it sort of, you know, just forced me onwards a little bit, gave me that sort of final nudge. Okay, tip number three. Get your 25-minute sprint on. And by this, I mean the Pomodoro method. I'm sure I've talked about it before. So Pomodoro method is basically 25 minutes of solid working, and then you get a 5-minute break, and then another 25 minutes of solid working, 5-minute break, and it just breaks it up that way. So I started out in these 25 minutes just thinking 500 words. If I can get a good 500 words in 25 minutes, then I'm well away. But once I started to hit that, I started to think, okay, I'm doing it quite relatively easily now, so I'm going to move on to 550 words in 25 minutes. And then once I started nailing that time and time again, I went to 600 and 650. By the end, at my peak, I could do about 800 words in a 25-minute period. So if I did like 4 Pomodoros in a day, it was about 3,200 words marked for that day, which... for me, it's pretty incredible. I mean, I've never been able to do anything like that before. I was astounded at the speed at which my fingers were tapping away on the keyboard, like, you know, smoking away. okay, yeah. So use the Pomodoro method, but don't just use it. Try to beat your time. You know what I mean? Gamify it. I think that's what they say. Okay. Tip number four: get someone to beta read as you write. So because I was writing it, my book in parts, I would send each part to a friend who I knew would read them as I was writing them. And then he could say, you know, as he was reading part one, I'd be writing part two. And then he'd say, Luke, why did you make that person have 5 heads? Why did you do that? What was the motivation there? And or, you know, why is this woman murdering bees? I don't know, you know, whatever. And then I could course correct from there. I could say, okay, maybe I don't want that to happen. And I could, I don't know, it sort of helped me. It was like a guiding light, and I could, it was a compass. And whenever I found myself veering off course, I could just sort of redirect myself and go towards the end goal that I wanted to get to. Because I had an ending in mind for the story, which is good advice as well, but for another episode. Okay, so part number 5, I've got here, tell everyone you're writing a novel. This is quite big, I think. If you sort of have to make it as public as possible. You sort of have to tell everyone, look, dad, cat, mum, uncle, homeless man, I'm writing a novel. It doesn't matter that you don't care. It doesn't matter that this has no effect on your life at all. But you will suddenly sort of feel this, what's the word? Responsibility to finish what you started. You've told everyone, so you sort of have to finish it now. And because if you don't finish it, then you start to, you feel like a bit of a dick. Like, you feel like you're lying to the world, to the universe or whatever. So you sort of have to finish it. Yeah. Okay, so there are 5 tips that I definitely recommend. I'd say if you've not got the facilities, the faculty to grow a beard, use what you've got. Use your legs, or I don't know, eyebrows or whatever you want there. Yeah. So I hope you got something out of this. I think I did. But yeah. So I'm going to go now. Feel free to get in touch. My Twitter handle is at Luke of Condor, KONDOR. Email me, lukeofcondor@me.com. And yeah, so I'll see you soon for another episode. Cheers.
Thank you. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.